It's recording, so smile. Hi, and welcome to High Vibe Over 50. We have another amazing speaker with us today, and I'm excited to begin our interview. We have with us Fran Fisher, and I want to read her bio because it's pretty cool and amazing. So Fran is a master certified coach. That is just sort of the beginning of that, because when I read this, you'll understand. Her mission is to empower her clients in achieving their visions while living their best life. So since this, the title of our summit is, you know, physical and emotional health for a vital and purpose-filled life, this is really important for us. So she is a visionary leader, an international speaker. She's a published author. Fran is recognized internationally as one of the pioneers of coaching. So we're excited. She served as the founding executive board member of the International Coaching Federation and was the first executive director of ACTO, which is the Association for Coach Training Organizations. And she's been serving as the credentialing assessor since 1998. So she's got a lot of good experience. In 1991, so almost 30 years ago, Fran founded the Living Your Vision process for empowering individuals and transforming their visions into reality. And in 1997, she founded the Academy for Coach Training. Her vision, I just want to read this to you all. Fran's vision is a world where everyone is enjoying a rich and fulfilling life, living true to their essence, life, purpose, and values. She believes this is what the world needs of us, to be true to ourselves. So welcome, Fran. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. And I get to talk about that today.
I'm excited.
That really is my heart message for the world.
So one of the things that I ask all the speakers is what they would title their interview. And Fran said for a good title for what she wanted to call this time that we have together is, who do you choose to be being? So we want to start with that and really like get into that title, Fran. So what do you mean by being?
Who do you choose to be being? It is really jargon in the coaching world. You know, it's not very good English, is it?
Sort of hard to read the first time, but you get the idea.
Well, we call ourselves human beings, right?
Exactly.
Beings. And what I've learned in my personal growth journey, as well as my living and working in the paradigm of coaching, is that the key, Shelley, to living the life, the vibrant life, mm-hmm. and doing the work that we love, the key to that is living true to the essence of who you are, your being, the essence of your being.
Okay.
So that again, the key to living the life and doing the work that you love is living true to the essence of who you are, living true to yourself. So in other words, the quality of our life is directly related to how well we honor our vision, our purpose, our values, our empowering beliefs, not our limiting beliefs, but our ones that call forth our greatness, right? And living true to our core values. So being, what I mean by being is that's your essential nature.
Okay.
That's not your body. It's not your habits. It's not your personality.
Okay.
We know from psychology that personality is what we develop to cope and survive in life. It's not the core essence of who we are. It's mm-hmm. not that divine design, I like to call it, the magnificence of our uniqueness. And it serves us well to discover what that is and own it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, call that forth and live our lives from there, from that core being. So may I bring up a slide on the screen?
Sure.
I call this the inside out model.
Okay.
And I think this will help to illustrate. So here we are. This is in the very center of my being. I call this my essential or authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
In the center. And in here with my center are my core values, my life purpose, my core strengths that I was born with, life vision, mission, my core empowering beliefs, the beauty, the strength, the gifts that are at the core of my being. Here I am in the center. Now, out here are the circumstances of life. The baby spilled the milk, you had a car accident, you had an upset with the spouse, you lost your job, you know, the whole range of circumstances in life. That's this circle here.
Okay.
Notice in between, I've put this choice zone.
Okay.
Choice zone. So when the circumstances happen, who am I being? Not what am I doing about these circumstances, but who do I choose to be about these circumstances? I have an opportunity to make higher choices and come from my higher self.
Okay.
That has a direct, notice this area, arrow,
quality.
A direct impact on the quality of my life. That's what I'm talking about.
So if you go into the middle of that, values, purpose, strengths, core beliefs, etc., how does one, sometimes those circumstances, we get lost in those, and sometimes those things in the middle get lost.
Yes.
How do we find those again?
Yes. Well, I have some tools that I brought today to share to help us stay connected and true, moment to moment, day to day, and there are practices that you can develop.
Wonderful.
It takes some work for some of us, courage sometimes. You know, I had to tell the truth just the other day, and because I wanted to serve my client for their highest and best, and I had to give them some feedback that could have pinched, you know, and so it's courage for me to to tell my truth in a gentle but honest way. You know, sometimes it calls for some courage to make those choices and stand by our beliefs. But you know what, Shelley, we need to discover what they are first. So
exactly. That's what I'm asking you about. Yes. How do I know?
That's a whole life work of personal growth, you know, reading all the books, taking all the workshops, you know, all that work to discover. So it's the hero's journey. It's the constant discovery process for ourselves. So hire a coach.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So shall I go to these tools?
Absolutely.
All right. So one of them is to create empowering statements for yourself.
Okay.
So this requires that discovery process. What are my gifts and strengths? What is my greatness? And how can I distinguish that? And I have two voices. I have the inner critic voices that says, oh, you're not worthy, blah, blah, blah. And then there's this other voice, the higher self voice, that says, here's your greatness. You know,
okay.
This is the truth of your being. Which voice are you going to listen to and honor?
Right.
And it takes discovery and distinguishing those two voices. That's a whole body of work that we coaches help our clients to do, certainly. Mm-hmm. And there are other ways you can do that. So I'm going to fast forward. So let's say that I've done this discovery process of what are my unique gifts and strengths and greatness, and name that in an I am claim. This is who I am. I am. And then name your highest and best. Own it. Bring it into body, mind, and spirit. And my life purpose is to be that. I have a process, Shirley, called the three powerful questions. Who am I? What is my life purpose? And how do I live it?
Okay.
There's actually a four-minute video on YouTube. Fran Fisher, you can find it. It's called What Questions Am I Living In?
Okay.
And I spell this out in this four-minute video. very succinctly, and it's it can be found on the front page of my website, or you can go to YouTube. Anyway, I am bringing that future, making those choices, claiming them. I am. My divine design statement is, I am divine inspiration.
Oh, okay.
You know, and my life purpose is to be that, is to be.
Can you give us some more examples of that just for the viewers? Yeah. So some more of the I am statements. And then after that, can you talk a little bit about the power of the I am statement as opposed to I'm going to be, or I'm working towards, or something like that?
Bringing that future state of what you want to be experiencing and feeling into the present moment, into your body, into your awareness, into your consciousness. Instead of someday I want to be that when I grow up, it's bringing the future, that future state that you want to be experiencing, into the now, the present. Okay.
So if you say a someday I want this, someday I want that, doesn't it sort of always mean that it's always going to be in the future? Because
it's going to be in the future.
Tomorrow is going to be someday, and the next day it's going to be someday, yeah. Whatever.
This is the truth of my being, regardless of if I'm tempted to listen to that negative voice. I made a mistake, blah, blah, you know, be a victim for me. I'm tempted to listen to that voice.
Yeah.
I can choose, say, here's where the choice comes in. I can choose to shift my attention to that other truth, that core truth of my being.
Yeah.
And claim it and repeat that. Start your day with it every morning.
Okay, so I want to ask you a question. So what if I say, I want to say, I am a strong, powerful woman, or something like that.
Yes.
But I don't quite believe it yet. What do I do? Do I keep doing it? Tell me what happens.
I tell this voice, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing, and this is who I choose to be. The other thing you can do is make the statement more true so that you don't trigger that negative voice. I am learning to be a powerful, magnificent contribution in the world.
Okay.
You know, something like that.
Yeah, or striving to be, or learning to be, or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay,
so we could say a lot more of that. But my point is, create these powerful, empowering statements and speak them. Start your day with them. Bring them in. Speak them to yourself. Memorize them and speak them. So do that, you know, so that you're holding that truth of your being in your consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And that supports you in making those more empowering choices, okay. You know, having the courage. So that's one. Another one is discover what your core values are. Integrity, spirituality, honesty, authenticity, core values. Partnership is a high value of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so discover what those are, and there are all kinds of ways. Go to the internet and look for ways to discover your values. Get some help on that. When you know what they are, put them on little pieces of paper and fill a jar with them, and then pick one out every day. And that's your value for the day, and that's your focus. And you ask yourself, how can I honor this value today more fully, more visibly? And keep bringing those values alive, noticing opportunities to honor them.
Mm-hmm.
So you're, again, bringing those core values to your consciousness, keeping them present and alive for you. So that's another daily practice that you can take on for yourself.
So that would increase your awareness, but then also strengthen those too, because as you see them and you practice them.
Exactly. I have one where... you know, what are more ways I can honor this value fully? I have a client who is on a work team,
mm-hmm.
and I introduced this practice for them. And so the team members meet every Monday morning for a team meeting, and they start their meeting, corporation meeting, you know, groups and corporations can do this too, to their corporate values, right? So what is a way that I visibly honor that team value or that organizational value this week, and keeping those values alive and celebrating for each other and learning from each other ways to honor those values.
That it occurs to me that as you're saying that a group could do that like you could do that within your marriage. You could do that with partnerships, relationships.
Marriage. Because you have his, hers, 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 his, whatever, you know, in your marriage. And then you have the shared values. Yeah. So you can support each other in being clear on your individual different values as well as your shared values and learn to appreciate and notice when each other is honoring and demonstrating those.
Yeah. That'd be amazing.
Now, here's one that is such a favorite of mine. It's called the Five Qualities Tool.
Okay.
Five Qualities Tool. And I want to give you the background on this one so we have context for how to utilize this tool yourself. So this was about 10 years ago, Shelley, and I was delivering a coaching skills training for 160 coaches in the room. This was, I don't know, 10 times, no, not 10 times, but a lot more people in the room than I'd ever trained in one space.
One time, yeah.
And it was also in another country with a different language. I was delivering through an interpreter, and I wanted to do such a good job for my client. It was, I was hired to do for her and her students and graduates. And so I had a lot on the line. You know, there was a lot at stake there. I was nervous. I wanted to show up. I wanted to do well, all of that. So I learned this tool from her. And so the first morning of the training, she introduced this five qualities tool, and I'm looking at my hand and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
You pick five qualities, no more, no less.
Okay.
And when you choose them, you take a ballpoint pen and you write them right here. You write them. It's like tattooing, you know, you're sort of embodying, getting this somatic connection with these qualities. And they're not visible to anyone else. And so if I'm falling off the track during the day, I'm getting nervous, I can just look down and there are my words that it will empower me. This is who I want to be being.
Okay. And now the title makes sense then. Yes.
All right. Okay. So being courageous, bold, compassionate, right? That's the zone we're talking about. Okay. So I chose my five. I want to be transparent. So I'm showing my humanness. I want to be authentic, truthful, in integrity with the work. I want to be playful, because that was a stretch for me. When I'm in front of the room, I tend to get heavy and significant.
Very task-oriented, huh?
Yeah,
I got it.
Playful, that was a stretch. Containment, I knew what I meant by that. And what I meant as a trainer, as a leader, as a presenter is, I want to be able to hold that space, more jargon, but contain whatever shows up in the room.
Okay.
Be with it, not get triggered, you know. That was going to be a stretch and a strong commitment for who I wanted to be being. And then the last one was clarity, because I just really struggled with being clear when I was giving instructions for an exercise. And so my commitment was really being clear when I was giving instructions. Okay, so transparency, authenticity, you know, playfulness, containment, clarity. All right, so what happened was, after 4.5 days of delivering this training, I go in the back of the room, I'm done, and it all gets wrapped up, and half of these 160 people line up to hug me, thank me in their language, in English, if they could, and acknowledge me, right?
Right.
Here was the magic that I was so unprepared for. A good half of them said, "You were so transparent. You were so playful. You were so clear." They were reflecting back these qualities of being that no one else knew. I never told anyone. It was... Right. And I attribute that to the power of my intentionality that I set and held. It's downright magical.
Okay? It is. And because you weren't going around going like this to people.
Yeah. So you do this for yourself. Let's say you start your day with your five qualities. Mm-hmm. I've taught this to so many of my clients. They share with me when we have a call. Well, I did my beings and blah, 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 you know. I have an executive client. He's CFO of a global company. And in our coaching, he says, you know, he gets up against something and he says, who do I choose to be about that? You know?
Oh, I love that sentence. Yes.
And he prepares his five qualities before he goes into a meeting that he knows he's going to be confronted or triggered. He prepares himself, not with what he's going to do and the specific words he's going to rehearse. That's the doing. Mm-hmm. You see, because being leads the doing. When you show up in who you choose to be, your doing flows out of that. And you can get yourself out of your head and into your body and heart.
I love that. Being leads the doing.
Being leads.
Because so often we're into, I have, you know, checking off all the boxes and doing what am I going to do here and here and here and here? And I love that.
It's very powerful.
What do I choose to be about? I often think about, you know, what kind of woman do I want to be? What kind of woman am I going to be today? You know,
there it is.
And when I counsel people, it's like, what kind of woman do you want to be in this? Yeah, I love that. That's great.
That's exactly it. So do we have time? This is a quickie for the fourth one.
Sure.
Okay. This is called reframing. This is a term we use in coaching, reframing. And this is reframing obstacles as opportunities.
Okay.
Okay. So let's say I'm feeling poor me, I'm complaining, I'm feeling victimized by the circumstances. And this is a question I ask when clients bring this sort of thing. And we unpack it and we get into it. And then oftentimes I'll ask my client, so what if this circumstance is a gift from the gods for you?
Yeah.
Right?
I love it.
What if this is your soul's journey and it's there as an opportunity for your learning? What's the learning that's the opportunity for you?
I love it. And it does transforms it.
It transforms. It's transformational. Yeah. So reframing obstacles, circumstances to opportunities for learning and growth.
Yeah, I like that. And so that really goes back to your circle too, about looking at those circumstances and reframing them. That changes how you, it changes your choices.
Changes your choices. So I have a book that I published. It's called Calling Forth Greatness.
Cool.
Okay. And you see how thin it is? It's very, very pithy.
Okay.
Seven coaching wisdoms for transforming your life. So what I did, Shelley, is I took seven principles for coaching, like the core principles of coaching, and I show here briefly how coaches use those principles.
Uh-huh.
Then I show how on them, we don't have to be a coach, we can transform those principles into our living, you know, mm-hmm. principles for living. And I am offering this as a free ebook to anyone who's watching this.
So let me explain to our viewers. Thank you so much, because that is so generous. So for our viewers, on the bottom of your screen as you're watching this, there is a link to that book. So you just click on that link and it'll take you right to Fran's generous gift of that book. I can't wait to get it. I have the link, but I haven't gotten it yet. So I'm excited.
Well, it's not a link unless they want to pay Amazon for it. I'm going to, if they'll send me an email.
Oh.
They'll send me an email with greatness in the subject line.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
And the free ebook.
So on the bottom of their screen, it's going to say, send email request to Fran@FranFisherCoach.com with greatness in the subject line.
Exactly.
And that should be on the bottom of their screen right now. So that's good. Well, thank you so much. This has been really wonderful. And I always wish we had more time for these interviews, but you have packed in so much information for us and so many wonderful things that we can do on our way to being who we want to be. So
being rocks.
Being rocks. Thank you so much, Fran. I really appreciate you being on. And thank you to our viewers for popping in on us today. And keep watching.